Christopher, we'll go to you. Some of the, still speaking tourism and amenities, some of the city's recreational amenities, including the Recplex, Memorial Auditorium, and Flint Hills Golf Course, none of them are currently breaking even. Should the city continue to fund these at a loss, and why or why not?
The Recplex, to be honest, when it first came, I didn't think it would ever make money. Back when they built it, hasn't been around since 96, I think, is about somewhere around that time. So it's like, don't expect it to make money, but expect it to bring in the tourism and that, and give places for our own kids to have, you know, soccer, softball, and those type of things. So it is a positive. You just don't, but again, you got to look at the budget. How much are you spending? Where can you improve it or that, or say, okay, we can't expand it. Let's just keep what we have, keep it going, and keep it functioning. So the parks are made. The golf course is the same thing. I know a couple years ago there was an offer made, I think, to take it over and that. You got to look at what the golf course provides. And there you might say it's a golf course that fits more an older style player. So I would say keep it, but you got to look at the cost. What are your costs? How can you get more use out of it? And again, that's where you got to talk with the park people, those who are running it. It's just not a simple decision where you come in and say, well, I'm going to do this. No, you got to listen to the whole story, look at the whole plan, and work on it together.
All right, let's repeat the question, Joel. Yep. We're putting everybody to sleep.
No problem.
Yeah.
Some of the city's recreational amenities, including the Recplex, Memorial Auditorium, and Flint Hills Golf Course, are currently not breaking even. Should the city continue to fund them at a loss, and why or why not?
Okay, well, it sounds really bad when you say we're funding them at a loss.
They're not making money. How do you
afford it? Yeah. It does sound bad. So we're bringing money in other ways, though. Like, so we've mentioned the hotel motel tax. People are coming and staying at our hotels and eating our food in our restaurants when they come to Burlington to use those amenities. I agree that we have to have some public support of it as well, and we should use them. But bringing people in from out of town and making them part of it is what's going to help us. So the Recplex, soccer players come from all over when they do like the monster match and the Halloween matchups. The YMCA is out there using it. My girls both play soccer. I coached a lot of soccer teams out there, and I've been in the bubble, and the girls love it. And I think that we need to give it a chance to grow a little bit before we cut it off. As far as the golf course goes, we had a rainy summer, and it kind of cut into play time. I think that really we just need to do a better job of promoting what we have. I'm going to be honest, I didn't know that golf course was out there until about 5 years ago. I was delivering pizzas, and someone ordered one out there, and I had no idea. I knew about the one on Sunnyside, and I knew about Spirit Hollow. So I think maybe we just need to advertise what we have and share that with the public.
Bill.
I think some of the stuff that we have, we're going to fund at a loss simply because it is a service to our community. And it does bring in dollars in and everything like that. And I think, if we looked at the entire thing, maybe it doesn't lose as much as what we're looking at when you consider the hotel motel tax. You think about the people coming in to eat and everything like that. I was on the golf course advisory board years and years ago, and it was a couple of years the only thing in the city of Burlington that made money. It was back when we had some great years with weather. I've been playing that golf course since I was five, so it's going to be 50 years this year. Yes, I'm old. I think we have to realize that, yeah, we have these big things that we want to do, but there's also some things that are very important to the community. It brings people in, but it also makes Burlington Burlington. So I think that's an important thing to think about, and that does have some value that may offset what we're putting into it.
Okay, just a quick follow-up, and this is more of a head nod for all of you. Imagine the current deficits on each of those triple. Same answer?
I'm puckering up right now.
then we'd have to look at it.
You got to look at it. Yeah, you got to look at what's going on. You got to look at it. It might be it triples because they had to put something in. You got to look at it.
We're okay with some, but not too much, and we just need to figure out where that middle is.
Right.
Yeah, we put some lighting, I think, out at the recplex, and I think we got some help with that, if I'm not mistaken. So.
And you have to look at what's going on in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is there a different priority we have to go with? Mm-hmm. The sewer separation project, we don't have much of a choice on.
Yeah.